How did I become interested in poetry? I've always been surrounded by poetry and poets. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and my mother is a very, very avid reader. And so many shelves of her books were always in the house. I was always trying to read books that I often couldn't even fully comprehend because they were above my reading level. She really loved a lot of poets from the Black Arts Movement, and so I remember reading poets by Nikki Giovanni and Nikki Grimes and Maya Angelou and Sonia Sanchez and many poets of that generation that fed me, along with many other books, because in addition to my mom's shelves, I was always going to the bookmobile that would come to our neighborhood. And I think we were allowed to take 7 books at a time. And I always took the maximum amount of books we were allowed to take each week or every 2 weeks that it came. And so I read a lot of things. I read broadly. And I didn't consider myself a poet or really start to write poetry in earnest until my junior year in high school. And that is because of a brilliant, generous teacher at Hume Fogg Academic High School in Nashville, Tennessee, named Bill Brown, who is just an amazing poet in his own right. And he sparked many poets over his 20 plus teaching career at Hume Fogg. He's taught many places, but that's where I encountered him. And it was my junior year, and I had an extra period, and I decided to take this class. And, I loved it. I kind of took to it like dolphin to sea. He sat us down and he gave us these prompts, and he was telling us to write about our lives, using these craft elements and these tools. To convey meaning and to talk about what it means to be in these bodies and in this world, interacting with this world. And I kind of, even though I had read these things over the years, for some reason it did occur to me that I could actually write them until this class. And so I'm so grateful I ended up taking it. Which kind of leads into the next question. Do I recall the first poem that I wrote? Yeah, I was in that class, and he asked us to talk about a shameful childhood memory. And I immediately thought about a girl I'd known a long time ago in an after-school program that I attended at a daycare that I went to, me and my sisters went to for several years. And so I remembered a girl who attended with her brothers and sisters. And the poem kind of talks about the slow dawning of understanding that I won't say her name, but that this girl and her brothers and sisters came from a very tough environment, a very unstable environment, were often put into foster care because the parents weren't fit to take care of them because of different issues. And it was kind of one of those moments in the poem where, children can be so mean and nasty when they don't understand something. And I remember feeling peer pressure to make fun of her because they often didn't have very much in the way of material things. They were often wearing old clothes because they'd have to take thrift store clothes often. Didn't have the latest toys or that thing that they would sell on TV. And I remember I gave in to that peer pressure to kind of laugh at her and tease and make fun. And then we had a moment outside where I realized just how deep those words cut and what kind of wounds they were inflicting. And so I ended up writing a poem about that moment we had outside, just me and her in the dirt, and me coming to terms with what I had agreed to do and how life is, and trying to make some sort of amends towards her once I realized exactly what was happening. And it's kind of a portrait of her in that moment and of me as girls learning how to be better humans. And it's called the Chartreuse Stacks, after a pair of shoes that she had worn that got a lot of ridicule. And that the title ended up being the last line of that first poem. It's like, I'll always remember her and her chartreuse stacks. They were the brightest things in her life. And so that was the first poem I ever wrote in his class. And Tiana Clark is another poet that took him. I think about 15 years after me, she was also in his class. 10 or 15, I'm between there. He is a force. He's, if you've ever seen the movie Mr. Holland's Opus, if you've ever seen Dead Poets Society, Bill Brown is among those ranks, one of those kind of teachers that you don't forget. And I thank him for showing me I was a poet, for letting me identify that about myself in his class, in the safety and in the inspired atmosphere of his class.